This is TWiT.
The Cyberspace Administration of China announced that they will ban internet accounts that impersonate people and also require people to use their real names while blogging, instant messaging, and using some other internet services. This according to the Wall Street Journal. China claims the new restrictions are designed to cut down on fake accounts, but their real names policy is just one of a string of government censorship actions that we've reported over the last few weeks. China is the world's most populated country. It also has the biggest population of internet users at 649 million. But while the use of social media in other countries continues to grow, social media in China has slowed due to this kind of censorship. And now for our daily malware report. Yesterday, we told you about several popular Android games that allegedly contain malware. Today, Google is reporting that those games have been removed from the Google Play Store. In other malware news, Ars Technica Security and Hacktivism blog is reporting a hole in Internet Explorer that could allow attackers to steal login credentials and inject malicious content into your browsing sessions. Microsoft says they're working on a fix and reminds you not to click unknown links and not to visit sites that you don't trust. Now, if you like watching six-second Vine videos of raccoons stealing food from cats and you love Instagram, then you're going to love this news. Instagram announced today that they're going to start automatically looping the 15-second videos that you can upload to their service. You know who else loves this news? Advertisers. Loop counts on Vine are what advertisers look to determine the popularity of their video ads. And now advertisers on Instagram will be able to do the same. Advertisers will also no doubt appreciate the fact that Instagram gives you no way to pause the video. The looping feature will roll out first at iOS and then the web, and we expect the update to the Android app soon. No word yet on how much of the cut that cute raccoon will get of the ad profits. And finally, have you ever wondered if your Facebook friends were your real friends? Artist Tanya Hollander did. According to a story in The Atlantic, Hollander has spent the last 4 years on a quest to photograph all 626 of her Facebook friends in their own homes. Hollander said the list of friends contained some people she no longer spoke to in real life and some she'd never even met in person. The project is titled Are You Really My Friend? And is scheduled to open at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in March 2017. I am thinking of doing the same thing on Twitter, so follow me. I'm at Megan Maroney, and I promise to call before I come over.